Okay, next. When we go soul winning, we have a soul winning partner with us, right? Don't just forsake your soul winning partner for no reason. All right, now there are people when we go soul winning who just habitually, they just leave their partner. So, you know, we're going two by two and they go up to the door. I knock on the door. Hi, how you doing? From Faithful Word Baptist Church. We're just out inviting people to church. Are you a Christian? And then basically, as soon as you actually get to the point where you say, hey, more importantly than church, if you were to die today, do you know for sure you're going to heaven? And then you ask them if you can show them from the Bible how they can be saved. And then as soon as you start to open your Bible to show them how to be saved, your soul winning partner is just gone. They just leave. And I'm just going to go knock doors somewhere else or whatever. I'm leaving. You know, don't just forsake your soul winning partner. Stay with your soul winning partner. Be there. Be praying. Watch. Listen. Learn. Be there in case you're needed. Be there in case you're called upon. Now, look, sometimes there are times when there's a reason to walk away. You know, for example, you might out of the corner of your eye see that there's a bunch of soul winning groups and they don't know where to go. And sometimes I'm leading the whole group or leading the event. And sometimes I might have to step away and tell some people, hey, this is where you're going or where, come right back and be. But I mean, sometimes we'll get to the end of soul winning and we're picking people up. And it's like, where's your soul winning? Well, I don't know. I haven't seen him in 45 minutes. It's like, what in the world? Plus, it's just for safety. Also, it's better to stay with your group and not to just disappear and just walk away. You know, take being a silent partner seriously. Spend time in prayer. And by the way, don't pray audibly where, you know, I've seen this too, where it's like, you know, and then the mouth's moving. And it's like, you know, I feel like Eli. How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. You know, when he saw Hannah and her lips are moving and no words are coming out. You know, pray in your heart for crying out loud. Right. It's funny, when my grandpa got saved, my grandpa was a product of soul winning because the pastor of the church and the deacon came by and knocked on his door after he'd visited the church one time. They knocked on his door and they gave him the gospel. And my grandpa and my dad got saved on the same day. My dad was about 10 years old and my grandpa was obviously a grown man. And when they got saved, the deacon was kind of hunched over, praying, just really head bowed, just praying intently. And my grandpa told the pastor later, he said, you know what? I thought that guy was asleep. I thought he had fallen asleep because he was all hunched over with his eyes closed, but he was actually praying. You know, you don't have to go through a big dramatic show of praying. You can just pray in your heart, all right? And so, you know, take your position as a silent partner seriously. Here's another tip. Silent partner. Amen. Silent partner, all right? A lot of really zealous first-time soul winners, they show up like, all right, I'm here to go soul winning. I'm here to be a silent partner. But they get so excited, they want to keep, like, piping in and interjecting to feel like they're a part of the action. Like, let's double team this thing. But it's a bad idea. It doesn't work. Number one, your soul winning, the person who's actually doing the preaching, you know, you can really throw them off where they lose their train of thought. Or maybe they're taking things a certain direction and then all of a sudden you just take it some other direction and it could really throw them for a loop, number one. Number two is it's intimidating to the people that you're talking to just be bombarded by two people just double and another thing, you know, and just kind of coming at them from all sides. You know, one person does the talking. Now, if you're both talkers, you take turns. You know, hey, I'll get this door, you get the next door, whatever. But at each door, one person should do the talking. Don't ever interrupt, step in, interject. Now, the only exception I could see to this would be if there aren't any. No, I'm just kidding. But the only exception to this would be sometimes when you're out soul winning, the person who's doing the talking will look at you like, I'm drawing a blank. Would you step in? You know, and they kind of invite you. Or, you know what, do you have anything to say about this? Now, a lot of times when people say that to me, I just kind of look back like, no, I don't. Because I don't. It's time to move on, I think, or whatever, you know. So, but you don't, unless they invite you, unless the talker invites your participation, don't do that. And the only other time I would step in is if I was with somebody who was soul winning, and they had done a really sloppy job and had not covered major points. And then it got to the point where they're just going to pray with someone. And sometimes I might step in, you know, and say, hey, let's cover this one other point real quick, you know, just for that person's sake. But that's a rare thing. That, you know, you need to go into it realizing the silent partner is supposed to be silent, all right?